Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, with a special Tuesday edition of Capital Chat. The Kentucky General Assembly resumes its 30-day session today with a very long to-do list. Now, last month, the GOP-controlled legislature passed a flurry of bills, some of which have already been vetoed by the Democratic governor. So what can we expect in the coming weeks, even as the state grapples with vaccine shortages, case counts, and COVID deaths? For some analysis, we turn once again to the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Hello again, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So obviously we have the budget that still needs to be hammered out and quite a few other issues, but let's start there with the budget.
The budget is still on the agenda. It's a two-year budget, a $12 billion spending plan for the state, and they have to get that passed quickly. As you know, this is a 30-day session, which wraps up next month in March. And they still have to deal with not only the executive branch budget, but the legislative and judicial branch budgets are also on the table, as is the appropriation for the transportation cabinet, which is found in a separate bill. So they have to deal with all of that. A conference committee has been set up to deal with the executive branch budget. So lawmakers from both chambers and both parties will be hammering out those details in the next few weeks.
All right. An issue that has come up affecting revenue would have to be this issue of historic horse racing games, racetracks and whatnot.
The Kentucky Supreme Court struck down the legality of those slot type machines that show videos of historical horse racing, saying that they don't meet the state's definition of paramutual wagering. So right now, the Kentucky Constitution allows for three types of gambling in this state. One is charitable gaming, like the pull tabs you see at churches. The other is the state-run lottery. And third is paramutual wagering that we have at horse tracks. And the court said that these machines don't meet that definition. So what lawmakers are going to have to do is figure out if they can make these machines meet that definition or not. And they're going to have to craft some sort of a definition of paramutual wagering that's outside of the normal definition, is what some people are saying. The normal definition, of course, includes a pool of gamblers who set odds for the horses when they run. The Kentucky Constitution requires any changes in gambling to be made by constitutional amendment. And that can't go on the ballot until November of 2022 because there are no elections this year.
So they have to act, or they feel like they need to act here, because there's an awful lot of revenue that is on the table, or that is at stake, literally.
That's right, Alan. Hundreds of millions of dollars are on the table with this. And if the Red Mile and Henderson and Churchill have to go dark for a while, it's going to cost them and the state revenue coffers a lot of money over the next couple of years.
So that is obviously a pressing issue. There are a number of others that have cropped up. What else is likely to garner a lot of attention in the legislature in the remaining days of this session?
The governor did veto a handful of bills that would have restricted his emergency powers authority. We can expect the legislature to override those vetoes. Senate Bill 9, the partial birth abortion law, that has been it's become law without the governor's signature, and it has been enrolled at the Secretary of State's office. And then one bill I'm watching is Senate Bill 10. And this bill it's kind of under the radar at this point, but the sponsors are all the members of Senate leadership, Democrats and Republicans. And what that would do is create a commission on race and access to opportunity is what it's called. So the purpose of the commission is to conduct studies and research in areas where there could be disparity between the races, in areas like healthcare, education, criminal justice, and then conceivably the studies and research that are done by this commission could result in public policy to address those disparities. So I'm thinking, because all members of leadership are sponsoring this bill, that it's going to move, even though it hasn't yet.
Now, when you mentioned the vetoes, the governor has come back, and I believe he wrote a letter to GOP leadership about wanting some sort of compromise when it comes to this emergency powers. And, you know, this despite the fact that he's already vetoed that legislation, any word on what might come out of that?
Not that I've heard, Alan. Senator Stivers had said at one point that he would be interested in talking with the governor, but the Courier-Journal reported yesterday, Monday, that Senator Stivers and Governor Beshear have not met on that issue.
All right. Well, that's obviously something that we'll want to keep our eye on as well. Mm-hmm. That is all the time that we have for Capital Chat for today. Our guest has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.